Hello, I'm Robert Krampf. Welcome to Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to take a popular science experiment and turn it around backwards. If you've done much surfing on the internet, you've probably seen the videos where they take a bottle of soda, drop in some Mentos candy, and get that geyser of foam. Well, we're going to turn the science around to get less foam, not more. To see how that works, we have two glasses of ice. We're going to take one glass and pour some soda into it, just as you normally would. What we find is that we get lots of foam, not much soda. We take the other glass, and before we add the soda, we're going to fill it full of water. Let that water sit a second, and then empty it out. Then we add the soda. What we find is that this time we get more soda, less foam. Why? Well, when we add the water, we're smoothing the ice cubes. We're melting away the rough spots, and those rough spots trap air bubbles. The air bubbles are the culprit for the foam. Anytime we add air bubbles, we get more foam. That's why the Mentos experiment works. When you add the Mentos or even a handful of just regular everyday sugar, you're adding tiny bubbles. Those tiny bubbles serve as a source for that nucleation and produce more foam. So the next time you're drinking a glass of soda, look at the foam. Now you know the science behind it. That's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.